Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. It's time to start. This is Kim Grant, CEO of Nokian Tyres speaking. I'm very pleased to welcome you all to this conference on Nokian Tyres results of 2009. And as usual, we have here in Helsinki investors, analysts, and some media people present. And I'm also pleased to welcome those participating by phone in the teleconference. The presentation and the material which I'll be referring to has been published on our website, and I'll try again to remember to quote the page which I'm on when moving on in the presentation. There's a practical matter. Please switch off your mobile phones in order to make sure that we get a clean conference and no extra disturbances. The presentation itself I will make a short summary and pass on some key messages of last year and also about the market situation as we see it for 2010. And then we will move on to a more detailed presentation of the different profit centers and the drivers and action plans for 2010. And after that, we'll talk a little bit about Russia, how we see the Russian market developing, and how we see our role in that market for 2010. And as usual, at the end of the conference, you will go through a normal Q&A session, and you will be given a chance to ask questions. But let's move on to the presentation. And turn to page 3, where we have a summary of the financial results and some comments on last year, and also some comments on the outlook for 2010. The first key message I would like to pass on is that the turning point for Nokian Tyres operations was actually already in Q3 last year. The beginning of the year was a heavy struggle against a very strong headwind, but the market stabilized and we managed to do quite a lot of things in order to move to improved results during the second half of the year, and we are now heading back to a growth path. During the first half of last year, the first task was to compensate for devaluations in the currencies which we had, and we managed to implement price increases in rubles, in crowns, in hryvnias, in order to compensate for the devaluations. And we did a pretty good job doing that. We were not fully able to compensate all the losses in devaluations, and through the mix changes, you could state that of the top line, which was diluted by 26% last year, roughly one-third relates to a lower ASP during 2010. The prices in currencies, as I said, were improved, which is a good thing for this year, as the main currencies in which we operate seem to be improving. The other important thing during the first half was the restructuring and the cost-cutting program. We managed to allocate more production to the Russian factory, and the majority of our production during 2009 was already in Russia. We managed to create a saving of 68 million euros. Our target for last year was 50 million, so we exceeded our targets, saving about 45 million in labor cost and about 24 million in fixed cost. And again, this is a good starting point for this year and also for next year, because these are structural changes and will carry on the benefits of those structural changes to 2010 and also to the future. The second key message, which is important for this year, is that inventory levels and net working capital improved compared to the crisis, the early crisis situation. We managed to cut our own inventories by 90 million, and also inventories at distribution level were dramatically reduced, which gives a clean and good start for 2010. And I'll comment more when moving forward on how we see that having an effect on the operations during this year. And also, one of our targets was to improve cash flow, and we managed to do that. Actually, the cash flow improvement was slightly less than we anticipated, and that has to do with a quite strong sales in winter tires in December, which shifted receivables over from last year into 2010. When looking at inventories, when looking at CapEx and so on, we did what we planned, but receivables are still on a fairly high level because of the late winter tire sales. And the third key message concerns the overdue receivables, which were very high at the end of 2008. They are now back to normal level in Russia CIS, which also means that we can go back to a normalized situation. Of course, it had a big impact on our operations during 2009, as much of normal sales were restricted by lack of financing by customers on the Russian and CIS market. And the situation has improved quite a lot there. And again, I'll comment more when moving forward. On pages 4 and 5, there is more detailed information about the market situation during last year and a summary of the performance of Nokian Tyres. But let's move on then to page 7, where we, as usual, display the seasonality and when we are making profits. And again, to remind you, the Nordic markets are very seasonal, and the natural markets for summer tires are after Easter, a consumer business, and of course winter tires are sold during the end of the year. Last year we made, during the restructuring, not a lot of profit during the first half, only about 17 million, which represented about 17% of the total EBIT generation was during the first half. When looking at this year, we are now guiding that we are looking for a full year sales and an EBIT improvement. And of course, as the beginning of last year was in a very difficult situation, it doesn't take a lot to figure out that we expect clearly better first half for the year than last year. And of course, when looking at it on our core markets, the winter is still prolonged and continuing, which means that also the mix is better than last year in terms of product mix and ASP. When estimating what we will do this year, I would say that we will go not back to the situation which we had in 2007 and 8, but I would say that a healthy 30%+ of EBIT will be generated during the first half of the year, and of course still the majority of profits during the second half. Right, then we'll move on, still with the financial result, to the next page, which is the cash flow generation, page 8. And we can see on this page that we have, this is almost like a school book example, and actually when looking back the last 10 years, it's been the same. You invest, and then you collect or harvest. In 2000, we invested heavily, had negative cash flow. Then we have a period of 4 years of positive cash flows. In 2005, we built the Russian factory, and of course it had an impact on our working capital. And then we were harvesting cash flow again in 2006 and 2007. 2008, we built the second phase of the Russian factory, investing close to 200 million. And now, of course, we are harvesting. Last year, we made 123 million operating cash flow and ballpark 75 net cash flow. And when looking at this year, we expect also healthy cash flows for this year. What is also significant is that we have capacity and a capability to increase our top line based on the investments which we already have done by in the ballpark of more than 300 million without using practically any capex, which means that just by adding variable costs into the portfolio of input costs, we can generate a lot of sales, and that providing, of course, that the market kicks in and we are able to fully utilize that, will also create a positive, strong cash flows for some years to come. Then we will move on to slide number 9, where we have the traditional pie on where we are selling our products and the development. In the Nordic countries, our sales declined by about 19%, but we have to remember that that includes the devaluations of the Swedish and the Norwegian crowns, and of course a decline also in the marketplace. The car sales in Scandinavia came down by roughly 20% during last year, with Finland being the worst. 35% of car markets melted in 2009. Our market share in Scandinavia and Nordic countries improved. Our winter tire market share went from 31 to 33% from 2008 to 2009. On the back of more than anything, the launch of our new winter tire product, Hakkapeliitta 7, which was a great success, and we practically won all the magazine tests. In Russia, we lost 55% of top line, with a ruble devaluation of in the ballpark of 25%, and also ASP came down in Russia because of that and the mixed dilution. We lost some market share in Russia during last year, consumers trading down to cheaper products. But I'll come back later to Russia and we'll talk about that more in detail. And in Central Europe and in North America, we booked quite good like improvements in sales, and some of our real-like successes were in Central Europe, where, for instance, in Switzerland, Italy, Austria, we more than doubled winter tire sales in 2009 compared to 2008, which is a very good achievement. Then we'll move on to slide number 10, where we have our most important input cost, which is raw materials. We were helped during the second half of last year by raw material cost going down. Prices started going down already earlier during last year, but we had carryover stocks of raw materials during the first half, and then during the second half, with the new prices kicking in, we actually booked quite healthy declines in raw material. And also in Q4, we continue to go down in cost. Raw materials, when looking at the impact, you could state that 1% of change in raw material cost represents about 2.5 million euros. We indicate or expect this year raw material cost for us to go up by in the ballpark of 6%, which means that we need to improve our ASP in the ballpark of 2.5 to 3% in order to maintain material margin. And we expect to be able to do that. Despite the guidance where we state that it's difficult to pass on raw material price increases, we believe that with the market growth and also refilling of distribution in the Scandinavian Nordic market, and Russia will be able to fully regain the increasing raw material cost. And this year will also be twofold. During the beginning of the year, during Q1 and Q2, we will see benefits, as we have bought forward already last year raw materials. And then during the second half, we will have a negative impact on the result. So in short, last year material margin declined compared to 2008. In 2010, we expect material margin to improve despite an increasing raw material cost. Then a couple of words about our CapEx and our investment. On page 11, we have a summary of that. Last year, we invested about 85 million, which was about 23 million more than depreciation. During this year, in 2010, we are planning to invest 50 million, which is about 12-13 million less than depreciation. And of course, it has to do with the fact that we have capacity installed, which we can utilize to further develop sales. Our investment for this year will be in the ballpark of 50 million. The majority of that, or a big part, 20 million, will be used for molds and equipment for new products. And on the cover page, you had actually our next launch, which will be in a couple of weeks. The SUV Hakka Pelita 7 is going to be launched within 2 weeks and will be ready for sales during spring. So deliveries will start. And later on, we'll follow up with a couple of launches of summer tires and other products when moving on during the year. On page 12, we have a summary of estimates of indexed top line and net result or net margin development as compared to the market. And without going into detail, we believe that we are still doing significantly better in terms of profitability than our global peers last year and also during 2010. Then we'll move on to a couple of comments and action plans in the profit centers and businesses. I've already said quite a lot about the passenger car business, which is summarized on page 15. But basically, you could combine all these key action and targets, which are listed at the bottom of the page, by stating that through improved sales in our core markets, new products, and a low inventory of winter tires, we will be able, or we are targeting, to improve ASP. Then, when looking at the cost side, we believe that our productivity and the input cost will go down, and the production cost with the two factors. The first being that the share of Russian production is going to be higher. Of total in 2010 compared to 2009, and also the absolute volumes will go up quite, let's say that they will go up. It's too early to say how much, but they will go up in 2010, which of course will reduce production cost and improve productivity in 2010. And as we have now normalized inventory level, we have no plans of changing or building any inventory, and with increasing sales, that should improve rotation of working capital, and all these different things: improved ASP, improved productivity, better return or rotation of capital, should like summarize into improved returns on equity or net assets during 2010. Then a couple of words about the smaller profit centers before moving on to Russia. Our heavy tire business, and again reminding you that the biggest single end-use segment is forestry machines. Roughly half of our sales traditionally have been generated through this product group. Last year we had a very heavy decline during the first half. The market started to improve during September, October, and has continued to improve when moving forward. During the first half of last year, we made a loss during the first 6 months and an EBIT of 15% on top line during the second half of the year. This was a result of slightly improving top line and order book, but also the restructuring and the changes we did to the production and manufacturing operation. We estimated that with the present structure, if we are able to maintain the price level, a monthly sales of roughly 6 million is converted to about 1 million of operating profit. And as I said, during the last 6 months, we've made 15%, and the order book is improving. I believe that we can expect double digits EBITs on this business during 2010. As an example, forestry machine orders or orders for machines and indications for volumes of machine production in Finland, which is the main sector, have doubled compared to 2009. So let's see how it progresses, but anyway, a better outlook. Truck tires is a complementary product, and the main purpose having it in the portfolio is to help to improve our product range, and it's one tool for giving our distributors a wider product range. Helps us to build the Vianor network. But we have not published the EBIT and cash flows, but I can tell you that they are both cash flow and EBITs are on a very healthy level, despite the business being fairly small. Then a couple of words about Vianor and how we see that moving forward, and also comments on last year. First of all, just to remind everybody of the role of Vianor and how business or EBITs are generated. First of all, Vianor is the spearhead of growth and the main tool for building distribution on our core markets. We have set the target that close to 40% of Nokian branded products on core markets eventually will be sold through Vianor outlets, which means that obviously building the franchise and adding to shops is the main target of this operation. And we can state that last year we were quite successful in doing it. We added 116 shops to the network, about 38 or exactly 38 during the fourth quarter, and we are targeting to be on more than 700 shops by the end of 2010. If I would have to guess, which I don't have to, but I will, what the number is going to be, I think it's going to be ballpark 730 shops by end of this year. We booked a loss in the operations, but then again, this relates only to the equity-owned part of Vianor, and we have to remember that the second main role of Vianor is to act as a price-setting tool in retail, which means that Vianor is never the cheapest. It's actually giving almost like a target price for the rest of our retailers, the car shops and also independent tire dealers, giving them a good way of earning money with our products. And the profit, 70% of the sales in Vianor is generated by Nokia products, which means that we could, through transfer pricing, change the profitability overnight. But as the role is price setting and not making a lot of money and building the distribution, we have not done it. Of course, we aim to like improve the profitability through other means also in Vianor. On page 19, there is a summary of the outlets in different regions. I won't go through that, as you can go through it yourself, but move on to the most important driver in our business model and also our most important market, which is Russia. And of course, Russia in 2009, our focus was risk management, which means collecting receivables and making sure that we would clean the inventory and of distributors, not losing the distribution like platform. And we had to rearrange a lot of our like trade receivables with payment schedules and what have you. But I'm pleased to say that all that is behind us and both receivables and inventory levels are on a good level. The market situation and the economy in Russia, of course, was hit last year by a very heavy recession. The GDP declined by in the ballpark of 8%. Car sales came down by 49%, and volumes in the tire trade came also down by roughly. Not 50%, but in the between 35% and 40%. And as I stated earlier, some trading down by consumers to cheaper brands resulted in us losing some market share. Then what will happen in Russia during this year and how the market will develop from here on? There is a summary of that page 21 to page 29, with some indicators how we see it, which is a consolidation of different bankers, analysts, our own views, politicians, and what have you views. First of all, if we take the GDP, of course, that's heavily related to oil price and to financing. In our like guidance, we state that we believe the GDP to be in the ballpark of 4% compared to 2000, plus 4%. In fact, that's just a median of different like views, and will depend very much on how the retail and the distribution market will kick in. Providing that the oil prices are remained on $70 to $75, if the retail, let's say, growth, which started end of last year, was very healthy in December and has been good at the beginning of the year, continues, and the financing also to other sectors than housing is made available, then we will see a GDP growth of between 4% and 6%. If it doesn't happen, and there is an accumulation of credit losses to banks, the financing is not opened, and the progress is delayed, then the GDP will be ballpark 2 compared to a plus 2 compared to last year. I'm sure that there are many people here who've been looking at these things more than I do, but anyway, the impact for us is through car sales and how we see that developing. During January, car sales declined still by roughly 38-39% compared to January last year, which was a very like disappointing result. We believe that car sales will continue to decline compared to the beginning of 2009 during the couple of next months. And then we believe that it will turn during late spring or early summer, and that we will see some improvement in the marketplace. The reason for stating this is that by then banks should know what the true credit losses in the industry sector is are going to be, and which means that financing could be more available also to other sectors. And also there is a scrapping rate or incentive scheme put in place which comes into force in March. And many people or some believe that that will have a big impact on Russian car sales. We, and I personally, don't, because it the scrapping rate relates to cars which are older than 10 years. In monetary terms, it is only about 1,000 euros, $1,700, and the impact will be more or less only on small cars, cars like Renault Logan, Ladas, more Ford Focus, and so on, where the 1,000 euro has an impact. Somebody buying a Porsche Cayenne or a Mercedes SUV, it doesn't really make any difference. People who have money will buy the car anyway, as they did during the recession, and then the mid-segment and smaller segment will have some improvement. But anyhow, when looking at it, our action plan is to like move back to the growth track. We have already a healthier order book in Russia than last year, and we are already delivering summer tires, but also collecting winter tire orders, and that has started quite well, as I stated. How the full year will then shape out, we will see, I believe, later during the spring and during summer. But let's say that we are cautiously optimistic about the development in Russia. Consumer, on page 27, there is, by the way, a summary of consumer-like confidence, which from a very, very low point during the first quarter of last year has now started to come up and is continuing to get stronger. And then I'll just make a last page. On page 34, there is a summary of how we see the markets. I've already stated most of these things. We believe that the market has stabilized. There will be challenges, especially in Central Europe, because of like the incentive packages which we had in 2009 will be missing in 2010. But those markets where we are operating, which is Scandinavia, Russia, CIS, had no incentive package as such, and we believe that on these markets we will see a recovery, and we've already seen the first signs of that. Raw material we already discussed. We believe that we will be able to improve our raw material margin during this year slightly, and also to improve productivity, reducing the input cost per tire. Heavy tires is going to be significantly better than last year, and the target for Vianor is to also this year to make a positive EBIT and a strongly positive cash flow, which means that as a summary, Nokian is positioned to improve net sales and EBIT for 2009. And I stop the presentation here, and we move on to Q&A, and we will start with the audience here in Helsinki. Please state your name and the company when asking the question. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Tom Skogman from Handelsbanken. Could you give a clearer insight into the carryover inventories from this winter now into next, but not only in your own distribution, but generally in tire stores across Russia and the Nordics?
Yeah. Okay. If we first take our own inventory, we started the year 2009 with a carryover inventory of 3 million passenger car tires in our own stocks. And we closed the year 2009 with an inventory of 2.2. We reduced our own inventory by roughly 840,000 tires. We had a target of 1 million, but we had to change that in December or already during Q4 because of quite a lot of demand from the Central Europe and the prolonged winter. So we had to produce a bit more than we had expected. So that changed our plans a little bit. And then when taking the inventory levels in distribution, and this includes Russia, CIS, Nordic countries, including also our own distribution chain, Vianor, we have roughly 1 million less tires in inventory at the year end compared to the previous year. And actually that is still melting because of the prolonged winter. Of course, the majority of winter tires have already been sold, but in that ballpark. So if you then take 1 million less inventory in both distribution and our own level, and look at the recovery market, that will give you some indication of how much more we will be producing and selling during this year. Was that enough, Tom, as an answer? Okay. Any other questions here in Finland? Antti.
Yes, Antti Karasso from Skilda. Could you comment on the pricing you are seeing in Russia? There's been some discussion of your competitors being aggressive. Have you been forced to lower your own prices to defend position?
In fact, the pricing situation in Russia has been quite unstable during 2009, and has to do with the fact that there was quite a lot of carryover stock both at manufacturing and at distribution. So the clear picture is difficult to state, but if we divide the producers to, let's say, Far East and Japanese companies and then Western or European companies, all Western companies have increased prices significantly in ruble terms and kept those prices. There have been some like rebating on some old products. And the Japanese companies have not increased prices in line with the devaluation. So there's been an aggression from the Far Eastern producers on the Russian market. When looking at our situation, we increased prices at the beginning of the year for both the Nokian brand and for Nordman. When looking at this year, we expect or we are going to keep the Nokian brand price at the same level. We have already published our winter tire list and also our terms, with the exception of some like volume sizes in which we have slightly reduced price in Russia. And then we have for the Nordman brand, which we are using as a tool to fight for market share, we have reduced prices somewhat in order to position them under the Far Eastern producers. So there is a like twofold approach to the marketplace. We are protecting our like crown jewel, the brand of Nokia, and fighting with the second tier brand at the moment.
Theme. How do you expect your fixed costs to behave this year? Are they still decreasing compared to 2009?
Well, last year we had a cut of 24 million from already a fairly lean operation. and a big part of our fixed costs relate to logistic costs. So with increasing volumes, we indicate that fixed costs will be going up a bit this year compared to last year. I think that the fair guess today would be that we would be able to carry forward half of the savings we made in 2009 into 2010. So I would say in labor cost saving, all of it, or actually could be even more, as we were still paying for redundancies and layoff costs during the first half, and of fixed cost carry forward roughly half into 2010.
Thank you.
There is one more, or two more.
Sansu Ristimäki from Carnegie. Just coming back to the ASP issue, that if you've got flat to negative price changes in Russia, and you didn't mention bad pricing in the other core markets, but the offsetting factor is then the geographic mix and product introductions. Are we talking about low single-digit ASP increase to offset the raw materials, or are we talking about kind of high single-digit ASP increases?
Well, what I said earlier, and I'm sure you've made a note of that, is that we need between 2.5% to 3% in order to offset the raw material increase of 6%, and that we believe that we will be able to offset and improve the material margin. I did not say significantly. I said just to have a better margin.
Okay, thank you.
Manu Rimpelä from Deutsche Bank. I had two questions, actually. So to start with, do you expect your market share in Russia to improve in 2010, given these measures you have taken against competition, or do you still see risk for a decline? And how do you expect consumers will react?
When measuring market share, there's always two things to state. The first is sell-in market share, which will be reflected in our sales, and then the sell-out market share, which is retailer and consumer business. I believe that during this year we will improve both. Sell-in, of course, will improve significantly because we've been cutting inventories at distribution end and been blocked by the overdue receivables and the payment schedules during 2009. Sell out, we will have to wait and see how the market develops and how much the new car sales kicks in and what confidence consumers will have. But I believe that both market shares will improve.
Okay, thank you. And then the second question. So could you comment on the capacity closures you had at your factories by the end of the year, and or especially the Russia, how many days was it closed?
If I collect it correctly, Finland was closed 17 days and Russia 19. It's actually in some of our reports. I don't remember the exact date, but I believe those were the dates. There seems to be no more questions here in Helsinki, so we'll move on to the teleconference and the phone lines. Please ask the question.
You have no questions from the phone lines, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I hope that it still had somebody listening in. All right. Thank you very much for participating in the conference. See you again after Q1.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.